Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 9th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Last year, the EU passed an online copyright reform bill, which included Article 11 to extend digital copyright to cover the leads of news stories, something typically scraped and used by news aggregators like Google News. France was the first EU member country to pass the reform into national law, and the country's competition authority has now ordered Google to negotiate with publishers to pay for reuse of news snippets used in Google News and search. Google had previously changed Google News to show only headlines and URLs, but the competition authority ruled that the withdrawal of snippets to deny payment is likely to constitute an abuse of dominant market position. The order requires Google to negotiate in good faith with publishers for 3 months and to show content snippets in news during that time in accordance with publishers' wishes. Users outside of Europe can no longer stop Twitter from sharing two types of data with advertisers: a list of the ads you saw or interacted with, and a tracking identifier for a phone may no longer be excluded in privacy settings unless you're in Europe. In Europe, users may opt into sharing this kind of data. Twitter will not share your name, email address, phone number, or username. Mary Jo Foley reports that, according to sources, Microsoft Chief Product Officer Panos Panay informed his team that the dual-screen Surface Neo device won't ship in 2020 as originally announced. The delay will see Microsoft also not enabling third-party dual-screen Windows 10X devices in 2020. Sources say the Android-based Surface Duo has not been delayed as part of these internal discussions. In other delay news, the Unicode Consortium announced it was delaying the release of Emoji 14 due to COVID-19, likely not releasing until spring 2022. Emojis for the release have not been finalized, so the deadline for submission is delayed through September 2020. The release of Emoji 13 is still on schedule, however, and should be available on devices by fall 2020. Netflix is launching a series on Instagram Live with stars from Netflix's young adult shows talking to health experts. Topics will include sleeping trouble, staying connected, and managing anxiety. The first episode streams on Netflix's Instagram account Thursday, April 9th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Mozilla announced chairwoman and interim CEO Mitchell Baker will replace Chris Beard as CEO. Last August, Beard announced he was stepping down at the end of 2019. Baker has been with Mozilla Corp since 2003. Following launching in India and 8 European countries over the last 3 weeks, Disney announced Disney Plus now has over 50 million subscribers, adding over 21 million subscribers in the last 2 months. Of those, 8 million come from the existing Hotstar service, which was rebranded as Disney Plus Hotstar in India. Airbnb began blocking the majority of UK bookings, only allowing key workers to stay in properties while emergency government coronavirus restrictions are in effect. Restrictions will remain in place until at least April 18th. Last week, Airbnb barred rentals of private rooms in shared houses and disabled instant bookings on properties. The company said it will continue to provide free rooms for healthcare workers. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission approved Google's request to operate a portion of the 8,000-mile undersea Pacific Light cable network system. Google has approval to operate the cable between the United States and Taiwan, but not to Hong Kong. Google and Facebook both contributed to the cable system's construction costs, and Google warned in its petition that without the added cable capacity, the value of large, recent capital investments Google has made in the United States is significantly reduced. Verizon reports it's now handling 800 million wireless calls a day during the last week, more than double the average calls made on Mother's Day, generally one of the busiest call days of the year in the U.S. Average call length was also up 33% from pre-pandemic levels. AT&T reports it's seen cellular calls increase 35%, with nearly double the number of Wi-Fi-based calls compared to pre-COVID-19 averages. And finally, Microsoft released test build 19603 of Windows 10 for insiders that integrates the Windows subsystem for Linux into File Explorer. Users can select the Linux icon in the navigation pane, select from any installed distribution, and navigate from the root directory in File Explorer. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.